The Lost Radio is a former WALF 89.7 FM college program by Lucas Wilson, David Halstead, Barron Spadaro, and Chris Henretti. Enjoy.
Oh man, it's weird. Got all these cultists here, man. What are you thinking about that, Gustavo?
You know, one time there was a cultist I met. He wanted me to join up with his group. And I was like, man, if I joined up with you, you'd become more awesome than me. Because you'd be me, but greater times three.
You know, there's only one problem with this cult here. I don't think we have enough tacos in the Taco Bell to feed these people.
Hey, you can't touch my tacos. Those are my tacos.
Yep, our rat meat tacos, man.
Oh!
Oh, they have a leader.
I am the currently elected cultist leader.
How you doing, man?
I don't like somebody with the position of leadership on my ship.
It's only temporary. It is only temporary because they have elected me with their minds. After this, I will lose my conscious thought.
I had a mind once. I used it as a bowling ball.
Hmm. Oh, this is weird, I mean. So you... How did you get here?
Power of the collective mind is a mysterious thing.
Don't pay attention to him. We have a ship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, where are you from?
Oh, we're from Earth.
Oh, so are we.
Actually, we kind of came out here for you guys.
We have a present.
A present?
No, we don't. We're here because we heard your radio.
You heard our radio signal.
And we love you so there. Much.
Well,
okay.
I love me too.
We're your cultists. We worship you.
Oh, I've never been worshipped before, man. I mean, I led an entire revolution, and yeah, they liked me a lot, but I don't think they worship me, man.
I think the kittens in my bedroom worship me.
Hmm.
Do it again.
Do what?
What you just did.
What did I just do?
Oh, it's real. Oh.
Wow.
What's he talking about, man?
You know, it must have been pretty expensive to get a spaceship out here.
Not really. We actually kind of stole it from the Russians.
Yes! We stole it!
It wasn't from that Russian lady, was it?
It might have been.
Yeah, she was an old cosmonaut. I think she's been out here for a while.
Yeah, she actually doesn't seem to want to go home. She gave us the fuel we needed, though.
So, what's it like back on Earth?
It is not the best. Or so it wasn't until we started hearing you and your glorious broadcast.
Tell you what, I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna talk for us for a while. You go have some of that honey.
But it is forbidden for...
Go have some honey!
Oh, man. I don't know how to really talk to these people, man. I think we might need a diplomatic consultant here.
Dude, you led a whole revolution. How can't you talk to people like this, you know?
Well, we kind of had a goal, so I just kind of talked about the goal all the time. I didn't really have to, like...
What kind of goal, though?
Communicate with them.
You didn't have to communicate with them? That's kind of sad.
No, I just handed out the drugs and said, let's go.
Oh, Captain.
What?
This here is Timmy. He's really, really wanting for you to set him on fire.
Why would I set him on fire?
Because you do that all the time.
I don't set people on fire. Ned, do I set people on fire?
Demon dude.
What?
Please, Captain, set me on fire.
You're a bowl of spaghetti.
No, that was awesome. That was better than the fire. Ah, oh, the spaghetti is delicious.
You're on fire.
Ah! No! Oh, thank you!
Man, that's kind of creepy. I gotta say.
Why did that guy just catch on fire?
Never mind. That's not important right now. So...
I will treasure these burns always.
Oh. Ew. It kind of smells like bacon.
Are you actually a pig?
What? No. Why would you say such a thing? I'm not a...
Because
yes.
It smells like burnt leathery bacon.
Yes, I am a pig. I'm sorry.
Pig people. I knew it.
No, just me. I'm the only pig here.
Are you from the Great Porkop... You're from the Great Porkop... Porkopocalypse. I can't speak that word. It's only in pig tongue.
Is this a place, Ned? Because it sounds like you're talking about the apocalypse, but with pigs.
Well, very few survived the Porkocalypse.
And what planet?
Porkatron.
So you're from Porkatron.
Porkatron.
Well, I am. The rest of them are from Earth.
Well, how'd you end up with them?
I heard your radio and heard about Earth, so I went there and then found out you weren't there. So I instead came with these guys.
That's cool, man. You gotta follow your dream. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sorry.
We're all special, Arrow, in special way.
You're not very special, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Why you have to bring me down like that, man?
I'm just kidding. You're the most you better be specialist kidding. Of them.
Okay, now you're getting creepy on me again. You know that?
I'm gonna pet you until you feel the most special in the world.
I'm gonna get back in the elevator here, alright? You wanna hang out with these cats?
Sure, as long as I gotta get some
free tacos.
I'm gonna find Lore. See what he's been doing.
Some of us would really like to meet the Walter.
I think he's hiding.
Let's go find him! Yeah!
He's not gonna like that. He has a tendency to stalk down here.
He also has a tendency to kill people. For no apparent reason as to he was in Vietnam.
I see. How about you go do that?
He's a bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to the guy behind this bowl of spaghetti. Besides, there's no spaghetti in the bowl anymore.
I have broken my vow of silence now that I've come to meet the glorious Captain Gus.
What?
Vow of silence?
Why does everybody love me so much? Why are they crazy about all you other people?
Oh, look at you, Glory Hog.
I don't want to be a Glory Hog.
It's all about you, huh?
No, you be angry with them, not with me. I didn't say, be me favorites.
Some of us do worship him, though.
Yeah.
That's
not all you.
That's not fair.
I got my own people.
Oh, please tell me about the girl.
The girl?
The girl.
The
girl,
yes.
What?
The goal. We will revolutionize the universe, man. Well, I kind of gave up on the goal. Just trying to go day by day, you know. Well, you see, the goal kind of annihilated an entire planet. So, the goal kind of backfired.
We'll listen to anything.
If you're listening to us, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah! I got one!
I like that story. I like that story very much.
What story?
Ooh, who's that? Is that what I think it is?
Yep, it's me. Sorry about this. I kind of snapped his neck.
Oh, he must be so happy right now. That was his greatest wish.
But he's dead.
But he is smiling.
Yeah. Do it again.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to bring my guns down here. I'm going to have a time. They're just lining up for this.
Oh, we better hurry, too. It's him.
Named Lore. In all his spectral beauty.
Who the hell are these people?
These are our cultists.
Oh, Jesus. That's right.
You've also been, Mr. Porkman, you've been elected new leader because we killed the one who was partaking in the honey.
What?
Some strange things are going on, man.
I bet. Are they on drugs?
Would there be anything foreign to this ship?
Well, at least they'll fit in.
Man.
We love you.
They like it when Walter snaps their necks.
What, do they think they're getting blessed? I wonder if they're willing to participate. Hey guys, do you want to be part of an experiment or five?
We do!
Yes! Awesome, I got lackeys! Cool, we're going to my lab, and we're gonna get some ions and electrodes and attach them to really near and dear places to you.
Yeah!
You're gonna love it!
We're gonna be experimented on.
Wait,
yeah, experimented.
I wanna do one more. Oh. Yeah.
Dude, that's not cool.
He's still alive!
I love this pain. Oh my god.
Well, that was about as freaky as the time the demon's head spun all the way around.
Dude, where am I? Shut up, Frankenturn! Okay, Dr. Lore. Creator. Wait a minute, where am I?
You're on the spaghetti?
Just ignore him.
You're on the USS Spaghetti?
Oh, wait, where am I?
The spaghetti.
He won't remember. He has no short-term memory. I took it out.
So, wait, why'd you take it out? Because then he can't, like, perform really anything.
Well, I don't know. It was just fun.
I'm not sure many of us on this ship have a brain.
Well, you know, there's brains in the rain.
Yeah, I think you're kind of proving his point there, man.
Brain in the rain falls slowly on the plane. I'm a poet. What's my name? Am I Edgar Allan Poe?
No, you're not. I'm sorry. You're not.
Oh. Where am I? Shut up!
Why did you take it out?
Well, you know, I needed it for something else.
Like what?
Extras?
In a movie?
Sure. Anyhow.
Man, I'm almost tempted to channel Nixon to rile up these cultists.
The great Nixon?
Oh, you didn't just say that. I'm a pacifist, but I might have to hurt you, man.
He's part of your crew, therefore he's great. And anyone who is part of your crew is great.
He's not part of the crew. He's just some jerk off that came through the rift.
Exactly.
He's more of an invader, really.
He's kind of working against the crew at times. Not to say we're all helping each other, but he's, you don't want to deal with him, man. Next thing you know, you're going to be wearing a thong part of one of his sexcapades, and you don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with Nixon. He owes me money.
Is that the robot I think it is?
Oh, no. Please. We need a diplomat in here, man.
Nixon, what is going on?
Where the heck have you been?
Teleporting.
Teleporting where? We've needed you.
I went home for a bit.
Where were you when the ninjas were attacking us?
Where's home for a robot of Kissinger? Seriously. I want to know this right now.
You really want to know?
Yes.
Well, I can't tell you.
Dude, where am I? Just go over and play with your toys in the corner, Franken.
I've taken the body of one of these cultists.
Dude, it's like he's possessed. I love you, man.
Nixon.
Yes, Kissinger.
Need to talk.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Just get out of here, you two. So, anyways, you guys were saying something about honey.
Yes, we have prepared a great offering of...
Really?
Yes, it is on our ship.
How do you get all the... How have you kept all this honey on the ship?
We kill anybody who tries to eat it and then eat them.
Alright. So, how long does this elevator take to get to the top? It's crowded in here.
I've got the virus stuck on me.
Who the hell is that? Another cultist snuck on board. It's too crowded in here.
Why is it too crowded? It's just
backs up against this metal. Kissinger.
I thought this was like a
car battery.
I could have sworn this was kind of like
you hold on to the positive end and you hold on to the ground and you're gonna hold in between you the electrical circuit and we're gonna see if we can light up this light bulb. It'll be really cool. Make sure to lick your fingers.
No. Don't do that.
Dude,
we're all crammed into an elevator.
The cultists.
We are crammed into an elevator.
But
right
it's
now.
Amusing!
Oh, I'm on fire now!
How do you get on fire?
Because he touched the circuit. It's a complete circuit.
Put him out! Put him out, man!
I don't want to die in an elevator fire. This elevator is going to be the
beat
end
out
of
the
me.
Fire.
Dude.
What?
Shut up, Frank and Turn, you stoned prick.
Did anyone realize no one pushed the button to go up?
We've been sitting on the basement floor this whole time.
Yes.
I thought you pushed the button.
I'm just going to push it.
That's my Kissinger.
It's the masterful Richard Nixon controlling a body.
Somebody.
Fellow cultist.
Somebody kill that music or change it.
Death.
Wow. Black metal elevator music. Novel idea.
I actually brought that from my stash.
Hmm. Oh, man. This elevator takes forever, you know?
You're an elevator that takes forever.
It's too crowded in here.
Well, you know, if it was too crowded in here, you know what? You know what? I would have a beach ball, and that beach ball would be covered in mayonnaise.
You.
Say something like that again!
Say what,
you know what? I haven't killed anyone in a long time. Come here!
Oh, the glory!
Oh, it feels so wonderful. Kissinger, join me!
It's like a train wreck. I just stare, but I can't look away.
Ding!
Oh, thank God, we can get out of this elevator. I'm going to my room, guys.
Alright, see you later, man.
Nixon.
I thought we all, like, lived on the same floor.
Yes.
Why do we
Kissinger.
Have an elevator?
Look, I don't know how it works. This isn't the original design of the ship, though. Weird things happened after everything with the Satrick Pewert incident. Like, everything with Satrick Pewert and Plant Fresno screwed up the ship, so I don't know where everything is. The only places I know are my lab, the cockpit, and D7. Everything else is a mystery. It's kind of cool, actually.
Nixon.
Yes?
I must go back to the planet of democracy.
No, but... can't leave me here.
I must go back. We are
at
take
war.
Me with you, my love.
Very well. let us grab onto this armored teleporting Mumu and go to safety.
Yes.
Where did this electronic cow come from?
Oh, feels so good between the legs.
They're gone.
What the heck?
Wait, what? I thought Ned left for the his bedroom before that happened.
He isn't back yet.
How does Nixon not...
He was possessing one of us.
Oh, he was?
Aren't working anymore here.
Nixon was possessing a cultist?
Yes. Like, there used to be, like, real laws of nature, and it was a little twisted, but it's snapped now. This ship just doesn't work.
And where did that cow come from?
We brought it.
Why did he know how to...
These things keep appearing out of nowhere, man.
This doesn't make any sense to me.
What do you know?
Gave it to the Grand Kiss.
You gotta stop killing these guys, dude.
I only hit him in the knee.
Hey guys, the bees downstairs are getting really, really unruly.
Ugh.
I really don't care.
Oh, okay.
I think I got a flamethrower.
Ooh, actually, I think that if the demon went downstairs, it works so much better.
Hmm?
What demon, you feel like burning some bees?
Would you cauterize my knee wound in your holy glorious fire as
You've
well?
You've reached the demon's phone number. I'm not here at the moment. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Dude, that was creepy. Who was that?
Yeah! Guys, there's something in my room.
What?
What?
I don't know.
Is it like a pile of socks? Because I want a pile of socks right now.
I wouldn't put it past it. He's kind of a dirty man. He just leaves everything everywhere.
Dude, this isn't mine. I know my creatures, man. There's the sock thing, and then there's the cactus plant that formed a sentient life.
What? And you didn't tell me? I gotta go to your room. Like, right now.
Dude, there's something else in there. It's weird, and it's eating my record collection.
Dude, boner.
I know, right? Just come on, guys.
I want to see.
Well, everybody, how's it going?
There it is. That's it.
That looks like a goat rabbit.
It has horns.
Excuse me, good sir. What do you call yourself? Well, I'm a gabbit.
It's a gabbit.
I heard about these.
Oh, there's a little pear right there. You just come here. Let me pinch your cheeks there. I like the little pig. Can I be alone with this little pig right here?
No. He's gonna eat me.
Quiet there. You quiet. You be quiet.
So, Ned, you actually have a real problem here. I've seen a few of these in action before. They will eat everything. We won't have a ship left after a few hours.
Oh, man.
Dude, can I pet it?
There'll be nothing left to munch on,
Take your chances, man.
He's gonna eat all the munchies, man.
I wanna pet the gabbit.
You can scratch right behind my ear right there. Oh, yeah, that is beautiful.
That's
a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Can I name it Larry? Like,
no,
Larry.
My name's Gab. I go by Gab. Gabby. Gabbit.
Gabby?
Sir Gabbins.
Sir Gabinots.
Sir Gabinot.
I like that. I like Sir Gabinot.
But you know, most people just call me Jeb.
Dude. You're Gabbit.
Well, I know that.
You gotta ignore our friend here. Franken turns a little stoned. Like, permanently.
Oh, I see. I like the stuff myself, you know. In fact, if I can get myself a little hit now and then, I'm just all settled.
That's probably why he was in your room first, Ned.
Yeah, he must have smelled my stash a mile away. Through space.
Anything's possible in space.
You know, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
What are you doing? My bacon's not for you!
Oh, you're a tender one right there. Oh, look at them legs. Oh, so squeezy. So squeezy.
So squeezy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So squeezy. It's tender and so squeezy.
Now I'm gonna use my horns on you. Be still, though.
Oh, you just got a horn. That looks painful.
About one or two more of these, he'll be knocked out. Hold on.
What the hell?
I don't think he likes that.
There we go. Just gonna drag him off to... Do you have a spare room?
Yeah, it's called D7. It's right down the hall and to the left.
Well, thank you kindly.
Why did we just let that happen?
Well, what were you gonna do about it?
Well, I wasn't getting in his way. Dude, is he gonna eat the pig? Can I eat the pig with
him? Why don't you guys go stop him? I feel bad about this.
Why?
Because
it's nature, you know.
No,
animals,
it's not nature.
Animals.
That was murder.
That's actually a genetically engineered goat rabbit, and it will eat everything.
Yeah, there's nothing natural about
guys,
goat rabbit.
Guys, does anybody smell bacon?
Dude, I haven't had bacon in forever. Too many years of Taco Bell.
Guys, I smell the good stuff. Where is it? Man.
I think it's down in D7. You might want to go check, Walter.
Alright.
I get to make a pilgrimage to the Griffin.
Oh.
It's not a pilgrimage, it's right down the hall.
As a cultist, it's a pilgrimage.
So, you actually want to go in there even after hearing everything about the place?
Of course, it's a visit to the holiest place in the land of spaghetti.
Why wouldn't anyone want to go
there? Land! It's a friggin' ship!
It will bring me to enlightenment.
No, it won't! It may get you high a little bit. You may have an urge to eat Cheetos. But it won't really happen. I mean, the most that'll happen is you'll die here. A painful death. Alone. Are you happy about that?
But the glorious leader said that D7 was the land of enlightenment before he drank magical Kool-Aid.
I know he did. He drank the magical Kool-Aid and did that help him?
Yes, because after he died, he went to D7.
Did he now? Is he there right now?
That's what his ghost told us.
Well, we did have that one time with all those ghosts that appeared.
I'd yell at you for being friggin' ridiculous if I wasn't undead. Okay, let's go to D7 and see if there's a ghost of an old cult leader.
Yeah.
Howdy, y'all. Come on into my barbecue. Throw it on some bacon.
It hurts so much.
Oh, he's still alive, yeah. Yeah.
I'll have some bacon.
You're eating him alive?
No!
Well, that's the only way to get it fresh.
No. We gotta stand up against this. We gotta kill this gabbit for...
Wait a minute.
He's all right. Look, here. Have some for yourself there.
I taste delicious.
Oh, yeah,
give me more. Try the bacon, and then if you still have a problem,
I don't like bacon.
Just try it anyway.
No, I don't like bacon.
What if it's in a taco? Try me. I'm delicious.
This is disgusting. I think I've just become a vegan. Yep, I've just become a vegan.
Restaurant at the end of the universe much? Oh.
No. No, I
don't.
Wow,
that looks tasty. I remember we did this with a guy back in Nam.
Was he begging to eat his own bacon, too?
I probably shouldn't talk about this.
No, tell us more about this great land of Nam.
I'll tell about it.
Here, hold this grenade.
Thank you. Go. Just let go. But go on to another room.
All right, I'll be right back.
Well, that's one way to fix some barbecue quick. Oh, it's a little charred if you ask me, y'all.
What? You guys are sick. You know that? Eating poor pig man alive.
Oh, it's so delicious, you know? I wish my hero was here to see this.
What's your hero?
Sarah Palin.
I think I just lost my appetite right there. Just no. No more. Just no more. No more. I feel the eyes of the world on me right now, and it's very perverse.
And it's clawing at me.
Oh, Sarah Palin, she's just a wonderful lady.
No, we're not talking about...
We don't mention her name.
She's really going to change things around. She's going to get this country back on the right track, man.
Walter, shoot him!
What country? You're from, like, another planet or something.
This isn't part of the U.S., this is a spaghetti. We have been lost. We have been abandoned by the U.S. And there is no hope going back.
I got the flamethrower.
Well, there. That's spicy, yeah.
Don't use it on the pig. Use it on the stupid gabbit.
One more bacon. This is delicious.
Well, maybe you can have some goat rabbit, too.
Not sure goat rabbit would be the best thing to eat, you know?
Why not?
It's usually way too meaty.
People eat rabbits. It kind of be amusing.
Man, we got here a cultist who will not die. You know what? That's impressive, man. I want to shake your hand.
I lost my hand. In fact, I lost most of my appendages. I don't know how I'm floating right now.
You're a torso boy. An anti-gravity belt to your head. It's put on a little too tight, but you know what? You can't say anything against it. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I think there are bees chasing me right now.
What is going on, guys?
Back in the bees! Back in the bees! Back in the bees! Back in the bees! Bees in the honey, and that's what you need! Back in the bees!
Back in the bees!
Well, looks like y'all got a real problem there.
Where did that come from? What was...
It's coming from the basement.
Is someone like...
Well, it looks like you got some real problems here.
It was a sign from the great undead prophet that he really is in this room.
Uh-oh.
There's no undead prophet in this room. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, he's right there in the corner.
I am here, I am dead, and the true savior is here at Lost Radio and Lost Television. Oh God, not this guy again. I love you, Law. I will serve you until the end of my days and far beyond.
Really?
Glorious cult leader. My glorious minions, my savior, my people, give me a hallelujah. Give me a hallelujah, man.
Have some bacon and chill down, dude.
I can't eat bacon. I'm dead.
Doesn't stop me.
Will you bless me with a body?
No.
You can go possess.
You died for me.
You know you can
what
go.
What the heck's wrong with you?
You could try possessing Frank in turn.
Dude, I don't like that idea. I don't want to be possessed. Thank you for the body, Frank in turn. I remember those hormones I had back when I was alive. Ned, you look beautiful.
Get away from me.
Oh, wait. Bacon. Oh, this bacon tastes amazing. It would only taste better with honey. Where are the bees?
Honey. The bees.
Oh, no. Frank in turn. He's gone for the elevator. He's going to let them all in.
I'm going for it. I can't do it, man. I can't hold him back. Oh, my God.
Sounds kind of like...
Pull him back!
Bees! They sting!
They're in my eyes!
These are not normal bees.
These bees are super bees.
Of course, normal bees wouldn't survive space travel.
Space bees!
Normal bees don't have, like, three rows of eyes and an elongated head that they eat people's brains with.
What? Oh, man. They're alien bees.
Tiger, eat your heart out.
Like from that movie, right?
Yeah. Where's Ridley Scott or Sigourney Weaver when you need them?
Oh, no, but I got the predator braids ready.
I don't know. If you want to go at them, go right ahead. But personally, I'm staying back here.
Oh, you might want this in your claw hand.
Oh, cool, man. Let's go get him.
Dude, what happened to me? Did I just open the door?
For once, it wasn't you. It was someone possessing you.
I feel used.
Guys, what do we do about these bees?
But I still have the heart of a Wookiee.
We gotta attack him head on.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Ned, break out of it, man.
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm a pacifist. I've been in one war. The whole planet was destroyed, man. I don't know if I can do it.
Pull yourself together, man.
He's just a kid. Okay, maybe not. Just give him a gun and send him at him.
You need to find their leader.
Maybe I'll try to communicate with him. Who is your leader? I can't wait.
There's no talking to these things. Oh, I got a laser cannon, too.
Oh, no, you don't. Okay, where's that button on the back of your neck?
No. Rawr! Rawr!
Rawr! Rawr! Always kind of scary when that happens.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do to help.
We're gonna take him head on. Where are my heat vision glasses? Oh, yeah. This elevator takes forever. Back in the bees, back in the bees, back in the bees, back in the bees. Back in the bees! Back in the bees! You've got to hide here. That's what they need. They come. They come. Underground Canada.
Ah, there he is. The queen.
Oh, yes. Give me more of my honey. It's the Taft Bee. Oh, yes. It's time for my rubbings. Get the tub.
Okay, I'm out of ideas. Females handle this one.
All right, this scares the hell out of me.
Some more honey, Maz.
I thought Nixon left.
Oh, yes, Ma.
Sorry, not even Nixon can handle this ancient Republican dinosaur. Or me.
All right, guys.
This is just... No. No.
Wait, how did this happen?
It looks like they've encased the cults. Their chests are all exploded and there's things crawling out of them and... Oh, this is just...
I thought we were done with the bad parodies after Cedric Stewart.
Don't mention his name.
You may just resurrect him or something. What? This thing's pretty freaking disgusting.
We have the bathtub master.
Oh, yeah, stop the honey rub.
The giant tub for our Taft Bee.
Make sure not to miss a sputter on my loins.
We rub your precious exoskeleton loins.
Oh, yes.
What?
It's so disgusting.
What do we have to, like, defeat this thing?
I am speechless. This is just wow.
Even because Walter... You there! From one leader to another! I want you to leave my Taco Bell!
Kill him!
Yes, master!
Yes, we will kill this one, the heathen!
No!
No!
No, fire! No! You'll be smoked out!
Destroy!
Don't mess with the princess.
All right, Gus, Demon, Gustavo, go at him.
Yes, there's so much honey you can't set me on fire, Demon.
I've studied ancient history. I know the history of the United States. I know your secret archenemy.
What?
I know who he is.
You couldn't. Dude, you're right.
You gotta bring him out. You got it? You think you can handle this one, Walter?
I am actually a descendant of the great Theodore Roosevelt. That name. Bring it. I will now channel his energy through me. Bully! Roosevelt! Let's finish this.
I'll take you down like I wrestled that bear. The one I kept in the Oval Office just for kicks.
Let's do
Oh, yes. Spin you like a top.
Thank you for getting me out of the tub, but this is where it kicks in.
This is more epic than Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee.
Can you resist my sweet honey?
Karate chop.
I didn't feel a thing.
I'm surprised you can feel anything through that thick neck of yours.
Yes. It's Taft Sting.
Here, get him! The bullets, they're not penetrating far enough into his fat.
You cannot defeat me.
I'll have to dig in deeper. I'll have to go under the skin. Give me that knife.
No!
He's gone in!
Is he fighting his orphans?
No! Stay away from the orphans, or they power me!
I just can't describe what I'm seeing.
Dude, is he filled with orphans? I know I'm on drugs now.
No, that have to be our masters.
His orphan souls are escaping. They're like pretty stars streaking across the sky.
Shut up, Frankenturn.
I couldn't have done better myself. But I could have, because I'm Gustavo.
All right, I'm going back to my room, and I'm taking every drug I can find on this ship just to forget the things I have seen here.
Where did Walter go? Is he still, like, inside all that mess?
Guys, I think I might need a shower. Yeah. I haven't taken one in 13 years, but it might be necessary.
Jeez. We shall return!
What are you doing?
Thank you, mister. You have freed us.
It's the souls of orphans, man.
That kind of...
They're everywhere. It's creepy.
That's really freaking me out right now.
I think I read about you in a Horatio Alger story.
This is really emo.
I feel like Oliver Twist.
All orphans are old-timey. It's just their dress code, you know what I mean?
Dude, we were stuck in there for eternity.
Into the Taft Bee. Our poor orphan souls resided for centuries.
But now we can go into light.
Into light.
Into light.
Guys.
Yeah?
Well, when that ship blasted off, when the bees took off, they didn't detach. They just ripped a section of our ship off.
What section?
The Taco Bell is gone.
No! 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 No!
Calm down, man! It'll be alright.
No!
We know your pain.
Dude, I used to work there. It's not a loss. They had, like, cockroach meat in the mix.
But where am I going to get my tacos?
We're gonna have to make some new ones. Or... I'll tell you what. Wait a minute, where am I?
Shut up, Frankenturn. Guys, I'm looking at the navigation controls. We are spinning. Can't really feel much because, you know, space. But the ship is spinning, and it's headed towards a planet. We're going to crash again.
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 What is this, the third time? Yes, it is.
Yep, just about.
Race for impact. We're hitting the atmosphere. Well, at least there's oxygen here, man.
Yeah.
This is kind of... Where am I?
You're on a planet. A very strange, well-lit planet.
Oh, daggum it, man.
That thing's still here.
What do you want, man?
Just, I don't know. Maybe you could eat your way through this maze? Just cut a path straight through for us?
I don't... I'm
a bit full on bacon right now.
Is that Fozzie?
Give me a few minutes.
Bear? That's Fozzie Bear!
Waka waka!
What the hell are you doing here?
Well, I don't know. Oh. Ask the Goblin King.
Ah. The Goblin King?
The Goblin King's love.
Ziggy?
You!
Ziggy. Oh, man!
You are...
Where have you been?
You are under my control. You are in my labyrinth and in my land.
Hey, Ziggy, how's it going, man?
Well, you know, loves, you are definitely... in my labyrinth. You crashed your ship, now you are under my control.
What are you doing here, man?
Just fear me and love me.
You've been listening to Lost Radio. Now shut the hell up, get out of your house and tell people we're still alive.
WALF, Alfred Radio, 89.7 FM.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
You can find more Lost Radio and Psycho Gently Fish productions at psychogentlyfish.com.